from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the drive. As we said, if you missed it, Texans Ticket Tuesday is back, and it starts as early as tomorrow, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m., throughout the day, your chance to win front row tickets in the bullpen. So stay right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, fellas. This Kikuchi trade, I mean, I think it is having an unexpected positive for the Houston Astros. And what I mean by that is,
I love Kikuchi!
I do too. What I mean by that is, I think he has inspired or made some people say, oh, hell, I got to get my ish together, or I'm going to be up out this rotation, or hell, I might go to Sugarland. Because the pitching since he's gotten here, I don't know if some of these guys have focused, refocused, or whatever, but the pitching has been, including himself, has been out of control since he got traded to the Astros, and nobody more than Spencer Arrighetti, Clint. What in the hell has gotten into Spencer Arrighetti? My man goes seven innings, two earned on two hits with 13 strikeouts to one walk. His previous game, he was six innings, two earned with 12 strikeouts and two walks. He said, I am not going to no damn Sugarland for nobody. Y'all going to have to pry me out of this rotation. And to me, there is clearly Hunter Brown has picked it up. Really, Ronel Blanco, and it's not a lot, he's really the only one that kind of hasn't taken its game to the next level. Framber, who gets the ball tonight, has been fantastic since he's gotten here. Damn near threw a no-hitter last time out. So the pitching, and we said this last week, why I think they have a potential leg up with the other teams, although the Mariners are starting to get hot too. But the pitching, that is serious with more help coming.
Yeah, and it seems to be getting better. I mean, they hanging on early on in the season, was Hunter Brown was looking promising, but it was up and down. Spencer Arrighetti was up and down. Ronel Blanco was lights out. Framber made us all nervous, and JV injury, obviously, and along with Urquidy's injury and all the setbacks with the guys that were hurt. But they've been pitching well for a while now. And I think the one guy you mentioned is whether he feels the Kikuchi or not, is Spencer Arrighetti.
Oh, he's felt it. He felt it, and it changed.
Well, I mean, that's a guy that I think it was
so damn nasty.
I mean, hell, he would be have to be living under a rock somewhere to not feel the pressure of, okay, Kikuchi comes back, Verlander comes back, Luis Garcia is doing this or that.
Oh, he's the
like,
one.
I'm the one at the bottom of this thing. I'm the one that's been inconsistent. I'm the one that's got to do more, do better.
I'm about to get my ass on these buses again.
Yes, man. And boy, he has turned it on. The beautiful thing about it all is, like, we've been talking about it from jump, Ron. Like, the stuff is there. Like, you can tell when the dude pitches. I mean, he looks a lot like Lance McCullers.
Yeah,
with the way in which he pitches, hell, the long hair. I mean, the it's a violent delivery, and so the stuff has been there, but could he put it all together? And look, at this point in time, he's as dominating the last couple of outings as anybody's been all year long. I know there's been a couple of guys going at no hitters and up against no hitters, and Blanco had a no hitter, didn't he? Yeah. There's been some better outings box score wise, maybe, but just overall, man, those two outings were awfully impressive.
Hey man, he pitched like he said, I'm taking my last bus ride to El Paso. I ain't going to Round Rock or Tacoma no more, young, or Oklahoma City. I'm out on that, Jack. Y'all gonna drag me. But I think what we're seeing, Clint, it goes even more now. This is more doable because right now, hey, Spencer Agetti's got to at least get another start. Like, even if JV was ready to go right now and enter the rotation, and I think it goes more to your point last week of, man, maybe this is the role where we get this six-man rotation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.